I live my attitude. Ho, ho, ho. I live my attitude.
Every moment of my life, I live my attitude. Every moment of my life, I am being who I am. Now, who am I? Do I like myself? Do I like my world? Do I like the world that I have created about me by every thought that I think, by every attitude that I have in my mind? I like my attitude. I like my attitude. I like my world. I like everything in this world because everything in this world is beautiful and very good. Everything in this world is exciting. Everything in this world is fulfilling. And that's my attitude. And my attitude is, I think that every person wants to be a beautiful person because that's the way I am. Every person wants to be a happy person because that's the way I am. Every person wants to be a marvelous person because that's the way I am. And of course, the only way I can look at the world is how I look at myself. And the only way I can look at myself is how I look at the world. Now, how do I look at the world? Do I look at the world as a fabulous world? Do I look at the world as a joyous world? Do I look at the world as a happy world? Well, however I look at the world, that's how the world responds to me. That's how the world responds in my world. That's how the world reflects itself in my world, how I look at me. Now, I look at me in a wonderful, happy, joyous way. And because I look at me in a wonderful, joyous, happy way, everything I do comes out just fantastic. Everything I do comes out marvelous. Everything I do comes out fulfilling and rewarding. I look at the sky and I say, it's a great sky. It's a wonderful sky. Whether there's a cloud in the sky or whether there's a storm in the sky or whatever the sky may offer, I say it's a great sky because it's my sky. It's my sky. It's the sky that I'm living in. It's the sky that is revealing itself in my world. And it's a wonderful, wonderful, wonderful sky because it's mine. And it is mine now and always. And because it's mine and mine now and always, it is whatever I have as my attitude. And my attitude about the sky is that the sky is a great and a wonderful thing. My attitude about the people that live in my world are great and wonderful. I talk to people on the phone, and they say, hey, I got a problem. Will you help me? A sure thing. What would you like? I would like balance in my life. I would like harmony in my life. Ooh, hey, that's all about attitude, isn't it? What is the attitude that you have about the balance in your life and the harmony in your life? What is the attitude you have? And if you say the attitude is not so good, then that's exactly what you're experiencing. That's exactly what you are. Now, do you want to be not so good? Do you want to be not so harmonious? Do you want to be not so magnificent? Well, that's just what you are. You are whatever you think you are. You are whatever you believe about yourself. You are whatever thought you have. That's your attitude about life. And I live my attitude. Mm-hmm. I live my attitude every moment of my life. I live my attitude in every thought I think, in every attitude I have about anybody and anything that I do. I live my life. And my life is a good life. It's a fantastic life. It's a marvelous life. It's a rewarding life. But it's life that is mine alone because it is my attitude. Now, I got a letter the other day from a wonderful student, and they were telling me about how great life is for them. They were telling me how magnificent life is for them. And then they said, but I didn't like that the way she acted toward me. I didn't like the way she responded to me. She made me feel that I wasn't happy and wasn't wanted. Hey, she can't do that to you. You can do that to you by your attitude. She may have an attitude about herself And she may reflect that to you, but the thing is that your attitude or hers? What kind of attitude do you have in you? No one else can bring an attitude into your life except what you have about it. And if someone says, you're not a nice person or you're not a good person, you just look at them and you smile and you say, I love you. You're wonderful. You're fantastic. You're joyous. Do not accept into your world anything unlike you, anything that is not in keeping with who you are and what you are and what you believe. What your attitude is about yourself is the only thing that matters. So take that attitude of yourself today and begin to let it be a builder for you. Let it to be something that's wonderful for you. And all you have to do is just say the I ams. I am happy. I am joyous. I am peaceful. I am fulfilled. I am surrounded by loving beings. I surround myself with my pure white light of love. I surround myself with my pure white light of love. And that's my attitude. I surround myself with my wholeness. That's my attitude. I surround myself with my abundance. That's my attitude. I surround myself with all the lovely experiences that make life joyous. I say, I'm going to Disneyland today. And before I even get there, I am happy. Before I even get there, I'm thinking, oh, hey, this is going to be so much fun. This is so much fun. I'm going to Disneyland. I'm going to have a joyous, wonderful, magnificent experience. And that attitude is one that I already have. It's an attitude that exists already in me. It's not an attitude that's going to be. It's an attitude that is. It's an attitude that says to me, well, all is wonderful, all is great, all is good. The world is magnificent. That's my attitude. I have the right to build, to make, to create any attitude I want. And any attitude I want is who I am. And that attitude is what makes my life a magnificent experience. Now, what kind of attitude do I want? What kind of attitude do I want in my world? What kind of attitude do I want in my life? What kind of attitude is going to make me feel 10 feet tall? Is going to make me feel outstanding? Well, attitudes of goodness, attitudes of happiness, attitudes of magnificence. It's wonderful because these attitudes are exactly what I plant in my consciousness. They are what I give to myself. And the only thing that matters is the attitude that I give to myself. The only thing that matters is the attitude that I have about my world. I enjoy when Ruby goes outside and she does her duty and then she comes into the house and she shakes herself and she shakes her head so her ears flip back and blah, 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 back and forth. And she has an attitude, yes, I feel good. Yes, I feel wonderful. Yes, I feel great. And then she wags her tail and it flies all over the place and it says, it's my attitude. I like me. I like me. I like everything in my world. And you and I, we may not be able to shake our ears like Ruby does, but we can have our attitude shake and say, all is in divine order. All is good. All is beautiful. All is fantastic. All is magnificent. All is wonderful. And when we live in that attitude, when we live in that attitude that all is fantastic, all is joyous, all is wonderful, all is marvelous, all is good. That attitude is what we are. I live my attitude. You live your attitude too. And let's just both choose to make that attitude a happy attitude all of the time, a joyous attitude all of the time, an abundant attitude all of the time, a good attitude all the time, because that's really all that matters. Say that for yourself today. I live in my happy attitude every moment of my life, and my life is filled with every joyous, wonderful, fantastic thing because that's who I am. And know from my I love me, And I really love you. I love you. I love you.